Hi, it's Samaya.
And it's Lily.
And welcome back to another episode of True Crime Chat. Okay, so this week we are going to be talking about the disappearance of Timothy Pitson.
Our first non-murder case.
Yes, no murder involved in this one.
Surprisingly.
As far as we know.
Yeah?
Yeah, no know? Murder.
Oh, good.
Death, but no murder.
Death?
Death, but no murder.
Okay, alright. I'm intrigued.
This is my favorite. Okay, so to begin this, we're going to first talk about Timothy James Pitson. Born October 18th, 2004 in Aurora, Illinois, to Jim Pitson and Amy Joan Marie Fry Pitson. And, so, Amy and James, before they had Timothy, they had met at a party in late 2002, because the party was being thrown for Amy, who was going away. And so, they had met at that party, which I don't understand why he was there, if he didn't know her, but, like, I guess friends.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess. But also, 2002?
Yes.
They met the year after we were born. That's really funny.
Yeah. Time is, like, crazy for me.
Time is wild. Like, because I don't understand.
In my mind, Timothy will always be a little boy.
Yes.
But
what year was Timothy born?
2004. So, oh, like, he's technically like, not a little boy anymore.
He's, like, not that much younger than us.
That's what I'm saying. Like, in my mind, because of what happens with this case, he'll forever be a little boy. And then I, like, realize, like, oh my gosh.
He's only, like, 17.
Literally.
Wow.
Okay, wild. So they met and they dated long distance for a while. She was in Ames, Iowa, and he was in another part of Iowa. He wasn't that far, I assume, because every couple of weeks he, like, drove to see her. So, I mean, he was making, like, a 20-hour trip to see someone every 2 weeks. So I just assumed he wasn't that far,
yeah,
based on what I was told.
Yeah.
So they were very different people. She liked to read, travel, go to parties. Everyone thought she was intelligent. Jim described himself as a guy who just liked the Blackhawks.
Oh, good.
And he just liked hockey. He was a hockey boy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Fair. Hockey's a fun sport. Very violent.
Violent. But I guess, like, that's what makes it fun.
That's what makes it interesting, yeah. That's, like, the best part of it. Like, it's the fights and the hitting people against the wall.
I think that if everyone played hockey, the world would be, like, a lot less aggressive.
Yeah, I feel like it's a good way to get anger out.
Yeah, especially when you're angry, apparently.
Yeah.
You know, Frank told me to go to kickboxing.
Did he actually?
Yeah, he did.
That's anyway. So funny.
Yeah. Okay, so James learned very early on in their relationship two things about Amy that were sort of, like, made him iffy, but he was willing to work through it. He learned, A, Amy had been married 3 times before him.
How old was she?
Amy was born in 1968.
So she was about 30 when they met.
Yeah, about in her 30s. So yeah. She had been married 3 times before him.
That's a lot of times to be married in your 30s. Yeah.
And he was about, I want to say, 3 to 4 years younger than her.
So, like, late 20s,
yeah.
Early 30s, depending on how late in her 30s she was.
Yeah.
I can't do quick math. I can do quick math if we want to.
Yeah, I want to know. They didn't give me ages. They just kept giving me dates, and I was like, ugh.
What is it?
2002 minus 1968.
She was 34. So
yeah.
He was 30 or 29.
Yeah. 30. So, he learned that she had been married, and then he learned that Amy struggled with depression.
Okay.
So, very on in the relationship, I'd say in 2003, she tried to commit suicide for the second time. She tried, that Jim knew of, because she tried before they had met. Like,
okay.
Recently, like a little bit before they had met. And then, so basically, she sat at the edge of, like, a bluff, like a cliff thing.
Yeah.
And she took some pills, and then she passed out and fell down the cliff.
Sounds like,
Yeah.
Asmodai, the author. He attempted to commit double suicide with this girl that he was infatuated with, and they both took pills and then fell into a creek.
Oh.
And he lived. She did not.
Oh.
It's this whole thing.
That's actually really interesting.
He wrote about it in his autobiography. Well, it's not. It's like a semi-autobiography. I read that. That was a good read.
Hmm.
There's a manga version. You should read that. You would never finish the actual version. I'm telling you right now, it is such a dense read. Like, you know how fast of a reader I am?
Yeah.
It still took me upwards of 12, 15 hours to finish this book. Ooh. And it's that thin. It's the same thinness as the blue book I have on my shelf.
So
that's by him.
Oof.
Yeah. No, it's a dense and tough read. But it's really good if you want to read it.
Yeah. So after that, she fractured her vertebra and she got hypothermia. And she was in the hospital, yeah. So, basically, what... Leading up to this, Amy's sister said that Amy's had this hole in her heart, and she spent her whole life looking for something to fill it.
Yeah.
And I guess... I would assume that's why she had been married so many times.
Yes.
Because she couldn't find something, like, a love that would consume her and fulfill her.
That makes sense.
Like, it doesn't have to be, like, a passionate love. It could be, like... the love of a mother or something like that. Like, she just had this hole in her heart.
Yeah.
So, and also, Amy never wanted to be a mother.
Hmm. Which is weird.
She felt that she didn't want to pass the depression gene onto her child. So she did not want to be a mother.
That is fair.
Because she was terrified of that happening.
But I also feel like if someone is trying to fill that hole in their heart, kids is, like, one of the first options that they go to.
Yeah.
If they can't find a romantic partner to fill it, usually having a kid is, like, the next step.
Yeah. So, basically, and then Jim thought that he couldn't have children because he had undergone chemotherapy for Hodgkin's lymphoma when he was 20, so he thought that had sterilized him.
Yeah.
So children was not something that they thought they would ever have.
Yeah.
So fast forward to 2004, they found out that Amy was pregnant with Timothy. So right after they found out she was pregnant, they got married about 4 months, 2 to 4 months later is what the article said. So...
quick courthouse wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. So, they found that when she had Timmy, it was like everything that she had doubted about being a mother and motherhood, it all just went away.
Yeah.
And, interesting fact, Timothy is named after Amy's brother who died at birth, and they gave him the name Timothy with two M's to make it distinguishable, like, when it's written down. Yeah. So, they call him Tim, became the apple of her eye.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the literal love of her life. Like, she was obsessed with her son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think, needless to say, that began to fill
the
void for a little bit that she was feeling. She loved Timothy. She took him to zoos. She took him here. She loved doing things with him.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to make him happy.
Yeah.
Like, as a mother should. So, leading up to the day in question, Jim and Amy were fighting about multiple things. So, Amy wanted to take trips. She wanted to go to the Bahamas, but she didn't want Jim or Tim to go.
Huh.
She wanted to go with her best friend.
Huh.
She was quoted saying, she wants to do her own thing.
Okay, which is, like, normal at times. Like, my mom goes on trips without the kids. I mean, we're all adults now, but, like, she would do that growing up. She'd go out with her friends.
In 2008, so, like, pretty much closer, Timmy was, like, 4 years old, 3 years before everything happened. They nearly got divorced when Jim caught her texting one of her ex-husbands about a meetup while Jim was out of town.
Damn.
They also argued about them being unemployed. Amy worked for her father. Her father closed down his business.
Oh,
so she was out of a job. Jim had finished a project he was working on. I don't know exactly what he did. I assume he was, like, akin to a contractor.
Yeah.
So he had finished that job and left the firm. Amy got another job with property management near their house, but they just didn't stop fighting. So then after that, she began to think about divorce. but, like, never really, like, said anything.
Yeah.
Which, if they got divorced based on at the time she thought about it, when she didn't have a job, and also she had mental health issues.
Yeah.
More than likely, Jim would get custody of Timothy, and she did not like the idea of that. So that is one of the reasons I think she did not divorce him, because she was terrified of losing full access to Timothy.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Stay together for the kids, they said. It would be fun, they said.
Yeah, they didn't know what they were talking about.
No.
They never do.
No, never.
So now we're going to talk about the day where everything just started to go wrong.
Okay.
This happened Wednesday, May 11th of 2011.
2011. What was that? 10 years ago?
This actually happened over 10 years ago, yeah.
10 years ago. So that kid would... He would be 17 now. So he was 7 when this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he was about 6. He didn't turn 7 yet because it was his birthday. Yeah. But he was 6, 7, yeah. So, just before 8 a.m., Jim had dropped Timothy off in front of Greenman Elementary School in Aurora with Amy in the passenger seat. So, basically, the day before all this happened, Amy had come home early for work stating that she didn't feel good.
Huh.
So, then Jim drove her to work the next day.
Got it.
So, he dropped her off work, and then he went to his job. At about 8:15, Amy called the school and said that there was a family emergency, so she would be there to pick Timothy up.
Huh.
About 20 minutes after her husband dropped him off. So, Timothy was supposed to have a short day, so they ended at about, like, half days. They ended about 10:30-ish.
Yeah, 10:30-ish.
Yeah, which my mom never made me go to school on half days. Like, I offered because I really didn't want to be at home because, like, genuinely, our school started at 7:50 and we were out the door by, like, 11.
Yeah.
So, like, when I was like, what's the point?
Yeah.
I don't know. Half days are dumb.
I think so, too. But whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, so Jim went to pick him up. When Jim got there, he found out that Amy had signed Tim out hours earlier.
Huh.
Yeah. So, she didn't let her husband know that she was taking theirs. This family emergency that her husband didn't know about. He did not know that.
Good.
Yeah, so this is...
But, I thought he drove her to work that day.
Oh, yes, I forgot this little... She left her car at work.
Oh. Okay.
Yes, so she had her car there at the job.
Okay.
And drove to go pick her son up. I was a little confused about that, too. He called her multiple times, but she didn't answer, so he thought that she must have been upset that he didn't want her to go on the trip because she had just come back from the Bahamas a week before everything happened.
Gotcha.
Yeah, she's taking trips to the Bahamas, but, like,
fun.
They high-key have money issues, so I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know where she's funding this, but cruises are cheap, so I guess.
It's the Bahamas.
Where are they from? I don't remember.
Illinois. This is Illinois.
Never mind, there's no docks around there. Mm-hmm. I mean, is there? Is there docks in Illinois? Where is Illinois?
Illinois, you know Chicago?
Yes.
Chicago, it's like... It's that weird-shaped one.
Yeah, the really weird
It's, like, next one. To Ohio or something, is it not? I don't know what America looks like.
Oh, God.
Why are we so bad at
geography?
This podcast just highlights everything we don't know.
Yeah, give me a sec.
Yeah, I don't... I'm pretty sure it's next to Ohio. Like, I am...
Illinois.
Or maybe I'm crazy.
No, Ohio's all the way over here.
Oh, so it's Indiana?
Yeah, it's right by Indianapolis. Indiana. Yeah, Indiana and...
Nebraska. Kansas.
Missouri.
Oh, Kansas City is in Missouri.
Michigan.
That is so silly, the fact that there is a city in Missouri called Kansas City. When I found out that the Chiefs weren't in Kansas, I was confused. That is genuinely
The fact
confused.
That Kansas City isn't in Kansas.
Yes, that's why I'm like, the Chiefs are in Missouri? Kansas City Chiefs are in Missouri? I'm like, that doesn't make sense. That is neither here nor there.
Anyways, wait, now I'm confused. What sports team is in Kansas?
They don't have a sports team.
That's dumb. I thought every state had a sports team. Or is it just the rich ones?
I genuinely don't know. I can think of, like...
How did we get this sidetracked?
I don't know. We just don't know where things are.
No.
No, now that's all I can think about right now.
Give me a sec. I'll look it up.
Wait, no, you know who... I haven't... Nevada doesn't have a sports team. The Las Vegas Kings, is that... I know Anaheim has
what sports teams... teams are...
We're going to pause this really quick while I figure this out.
If you guys are curious, there are zero sports teams in Kansas.
None.
And the only one in Nevada is the Raiders.
Yeah, which they weren't in Nevada until, like, recently.
Yeah. Anyways, back to what we were talking about.
Where was I? Oh, yes. He called her multiple times. She must have been upset that he didn't want to go on the trip. Okay, so I want to note that the behavior she has, like, she ghosts him whenever she gets upset with him.
This was normal.
Yeah, so it's not, he didn't think anything was out of the ordinary when she did not answer his calls. Because usually she would take a drive for hours, like an hour to a couple hours, whatever, and like clear her head or whatever.
That's healthy.
Yes, but the only difference is this time she took Timothy with her.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. So while he was waiting for Amy to get back to him, he looked in their medicine cabinets and he found out that she had stopped taking her medication.
Good. That's a good sign.
Yeah, she took like different medications and I don't know how to pronounce any of them, but like essentially they were all for like depression. Like Prozac.
Prozac.
Yeah.
Botrine or something like that.
Some of them started with a T or something like that. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So,
I know about drugs.
So, we're going to fast forward about 3 days later. Saturday, May 14th, 2011. Early in the morning, detectives with the Aurora Police Department knocked on the door. Jim thought that they had finally found Amy and Timothy. So
he went to the cops after, like...
Yeah, he called the cops. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because originally, there's really nothing you can do...
Until 24 hours, right?
Yeah, because technically... His wife has custody of him, yeah, too. So she is well within her rights to just take her son.
Yeah.
Like, at what point does it become kidnapping? I'm not too sure. But yeah, the police said just wait a little bit. So Jim thought that this was finally it. He was finally going to have his wife and his kid back. And the police informed him that Amy was found dead in a motel.
Good.
Apparently, she had cut her wrists. And she bled out in the motel.
No signs of Timothy?
Nope, he was nowhere to be found.
Good.
Yeah. So, Amy, so now I'm going to take you guys back to exactly what happened with Amy and Timothy leading up to Amy being found.
All right.
So, essentially, Amy wrote two letters. One was addressed to her mom, and one was addressed to the best friend that she went on a trip with. She told her mom that she had taken Tim somewhere safe and he would be cared for. She tells her mom that Tim loved her and there was no way that her mom could have changed her mind. She had made up her mind and this was her plan. This was something she had thought about and planned.
Good.
So, basically, I'm going to take you back. Wednesday, May 11th. So, around 10 a.m., she pulls into an auto repair shop in LaGrange. So she knew that she was going to go somewhere farther. So she had to find someone that could fix her car up and to make it working condition so that nothing went wrong. So sometime during that, she decided that she was going to take Timothy to one of his favorite places, which was the Brookfield Zoo. So the mechanic dropped them off and then I assume drove back to the shop to fix up the car or whatever.
Yeah.
So at some point in the afternoon, they returned to the shop to pick up the car, and then they drove to the Great Wolf Lodge, which it wasn't called that
back then,
but that's what it is now, and that's in Gurnee. So then, the next day, they head to the Kalahari Resorts in the Wisconsin Dells. They stopped to get gas, clothes for Timothy, a toy car for Timothy, and a craft kit for Timothy.
Fun.
Yeah. And then they go to the resort, and they have fun. They check out of the resort the next day. And the footage of the camera is the last known sighting of Timothy.
Jeez.
So the last time Timothy was seen, just on camera in general, was Thursday, May 12th of 2011.
Good.
Yeah. So Amy drove south, and then she drove west for about 170 miles. She stopped and made calls to her friends and family And they could hear Timothy in the background. And then Timothy even got on the phone with Jim's brother.
Oh.
Not Jim, but his brother.
Ah, good. Wait, so she called Jim's brother. But did Jim not tell his brother that she had been missing for 2 days at this point?
I have no idea what exactly happening. I'm pretty sure it's like one of those things where he told his family, but then Amy got on the phone and was like, hey, yeah, no, I'm fine. Like, don't worry.
We'll be fine.
We'll be back in a couple of days.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Like, I already told Jim, so he already knows. So it's like, he doesn't go and tell him anything.
Oh,
like, you make it clear that the other party already knows something, even when they don't, so they don't get suspicious.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like lying 101. All bases have to be covered.
True.
Yeah. After she hung up the phone and talked to everyone that she would already talk to and everyone that she could talk to, she turned it off and then she drove to Sterling, Illinois. It's a small manufacturing and steel town surrounded by farmland about 80 miles west of Aurora. So essentially in these final days, she drove to so many places that would, like, make him happy.
Yeah.
So it's like she wanted to spend her final days with Timothy, making him happy before she sent him, I don't know where he is.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where Timothy is.
Huh.
And it's been a long time.
I mean, she claimed he was somewhere safe, so.
Yeah. What? Okay, I'm going to finish this little bit and then I'm going to get into what I think happened.
Okay.
And then there's something important that happened in 2019 that I'll talk about too.
Got it.
So, Amy's iPass showed that previously she had made 2 trips to Sterling by herself. So she had already been there. So she knew exactly what she was going to do.
Yeah.
She knew exactly where she was going. But she never mentioned this to anyone.
Hmm.
So, the next couple of hours after she got to Sterling, like, nobody knows anything. But at 8 p.m., she resurfaced. A surveillance camera captured her alone at a Sullivan's Foods in Winnebago near Rockford. So, essentially, she was in Sterling, and then
sometime before 8 p.m.,
yeah,
Timothy
and
was gone.
Sometime before that, Timothy was gone. So, sometime in between the phone calls and her showing up at 8 p.m., she was, like, Timothy was nowhere to be found.
Huh.
I know. So then, surveillance camera captured her alone buying food or whatever. The footage shows her paying for stationery and envelopes, which they assume is to write her last notes. She checked into the Rockford Motel between 11:15 and 11:30 p.m. And 13 hours later, her body was found at 12:30 the next day. The door had been locked with the security chain, but the maid was able to open it enough to see that she was laying there. 3 months into the investigation, there was blood found in Amy's car.
Oh.
So they swabbed that and they found out that it was Timothy's. But apparently he had had a severe nosebleed a couple days before he had gone missing.
Oh.
So that was a lead that ended up going absolutely nowhere.
All right, that makes sense.
So, in a lot of situations, children get rehomed.
Yes.
Which is something that's a lot more common than people would think.
Yeah.
I saw this as, I saw this in a Law & Order SVU episode, where a woman was so, like, distraught about dealing with her foster child that she decided to rehome him.
Yeah.
She didn't know that she was rehoming them to, like, child...
Protective service?
No, to, like, someone who made, like...
Oh.
Videos of children.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so the complete opposite of CPS.
Literally.
Oh, good.
So, I mean, what a lot of people think happened is that Amy had reached her wit's end.
Yeah.
With basically everything that was going on at home. And basically, it's the equivalent of, if I can't see Timmy, no one can, and you're never going to take my child away from me before I take, like, she essentially is that I did it first.
Yeah.
Like, you can't take Tim away from me, I took him away from you.
Yeah.
And the idea that, like, she's like, he's somewhere safe.
I don't think that was right.
I don't think it was
She right. probably unknowingly sold her son into sex trafficking.
Probably. That's what a lot of these rehoming situations end up being.
Yeah. There was a Criminal Minds episode about this.
This is my recollection from S. It's like, this is my recollection from XVU, because that's why I've been watching that too. But yeah, it's like these rehoming situations, and sometimes they are safer when a child is like being abused or something and you want to get your child away from that. But to take your child out of a safe environment
and then sell them to someone random that you don't know what they're going to get.
That you had probably met twice before this.
Yeah.
Which means the fact that she took two trips to Sterling before this, like, means that she knew exactly what she was doing. She was fully aware of what was going to happen. Yeah. She's like, I'm going to enjoy. And then the fact that she just ended her own life. So now, essentially,
she doesn't have to deal with the consequences. Everyone else does.
Exactly. So what Tim's father did was, Jim moved back to his hometown in Clinton, Iowa, and I can only imagine how he must feel.
Oh, yeah.
Essentially lost his son and his wife in the same day.
For real.
And nobody knows where he is except for Amy.
Yeah. And as far as we know, and whoever she gave him to.
Yeah, but they're never going to come forward. And who even knows if she told them her real name and his real name?
Probably not.
Yeah. So as of right now, he's been missing for 10 years, and it's actually been 10 years, and May is the fifth month?
Fifth month.
So it's been 10 years, 6 months,
and
like 4 days.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Wild. Absolutely wild.
Yeah. Okay, so on April 3rd, 2019, a woman spotted a young man pacing at an intersection in Newport, Kentucky. He walked up to the lady and asked if she can help him and that he's been kidnapped and traded between all these people.
Oh.
He told detectives that he had been held captive by two men with tattoos who looked like bodybuilders and that his name was Timothy Pitson.
Oh.
Yeah. So, essentially, this is, like, a little glimmer of hope for the family.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is something that they have been looking forward to. Because it's been, at that point, it was 8 years.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know the exact specifics, but isn't it, like, something like, after, like, 2 weeks, the chance of a child surviving a kidnapping, like, drops to, like, 2%?
It's 24 hours.
Jesus.
After a child's been kidnapped. Stranger abductions.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would imagine, because after, the only link they had to Timothy after he left that school was Amy. And then when Amy was found dead in that motel room, the chances of finding Timmy were basically gone.
Yeah.
I mean, you can search Sterling, but who knows if that was like a drop-off point. Yeah, they could drop off Sterling and just go anywhere else in the world. Oh, they could even go across
the ocean. Yeah,
exactly. Nobody would ever know.
Yeah, for real.
So the family, they got their hopes up, essentially thinking, this is it. This is Timmy.
Let me guess. Of course. DNA test? No dice?
The DNA came back and it wasn't Timothy, who would have been 14, but 23-year-old Brian, who had a history of psychiatric issues. Oh. He saw this case on an episode of 2020, and he told the authorities that he wanted a father like Timothy's. So Brian was sentenced to 2 years in prison for aggravated identity theft.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So he should be getting out, like, sometime soon, actually. If he's not already out, he should be
getting
out, which is...
I was gonna say, I'm sure he didn't serve that whole time.
No, I don't think he did.
We've seen people get murdered, like, 25 to life and get out after 9 years.
It's
like, that's
kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
None of it makes sense. So essentially, that is what happened. The
that's
disappearance
crazy.
Of Timothy Pitson.
This poor kid. Yeah. I mean, like, what are the like, this just reminds me of the Madeleine McCain case, because everyone, like, still thinks she's alive. But, like, what are the chances? What are the actual chances?
I guess it all depends. Because essentially, what the saddest part for me is the fact that he was there and he was there when his mom gave him to someone else.
Oh, God, yeah, no, that must have been heartbreaking. He must have been so scared.
like, scared and confused, like, mommy, like, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah.
Like,
jeez.
It's, and because it's, like, she gave him this, like, grand send-off. Yeah. Taking him here to all his favorite places, to a water park, to a zoo.
Yeah.
Buying him clothes and toys. Toys that were found in the car.
Oh, so he didn't even get to take him with him?
No.
The frick, frick.
Yeah. Or maybe it was just one thing that was found in the car, and he got all the other toys. Because you couldn't bring his toys. He couldn't even bring his favorite toys, because that would just create problems. Because she didn't go back home.
Yeah.
She just went straight to the car place.
Oh, that makes me feel bad for Jim. Imagine being in that house all alone, surrounded by all these children's toys.
And the memories.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he thought that he could never have a kid.
Yeah.
And then he had Timothy. And Timothy became, like, his little best friend.
Exactly.
They were like, Tim and Jim. It's like, it is heartbreaking to me.
Yeah, no, that's awful.
And, like, at what point, like, you never lose hope that your kid might come back, but, like, at what point do you begin to doubt that, like, he'll come back? Because it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
That's...
Imagine having to give up that hope. That must be a process and a half.
Devastating.
That's...
Ugh. It's like the ability to just let go. Because, genuinely, I feel like it just would have been easier for him if Timmy's fate was known.
Yeah.
Because now it's like all these things. Like, yep. Could he just come one day?
Yeah.
And look for me and I'm not there at the house that he knows?
Yep.
Like, it's just, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And the fact that someone's just like, I want a father like yours, so I'm going to pretend to be you. Like, what's the logic in that?
Don't they have, like, a database with all the...
Oh, Nick Mick.
Yeah, of all the kids
that gone missing.
Yeah, or, like, the ones that they have, like, pictures of from, like...
And they age them up.
Yeah.
I can show you a picture of what Timothy would look like.
Yeah.
Now. If I remember to...
But, like, again, don't they have, like, a website? Not a website, but, like, the FBI or someone has a database of all the kids that they've seen in, you know, child, not-so-friendly child videos that have been found.
Yeah, they have a lot of databases for missing and exploited children.
They had to have searched that, right?
Yeah. I think that's, like, one of the first steps.
Yeah, I was gonna say...
To, like, learn that.
Ugh.
To try to figure it out. Because, essentially, I don't think people genuinely realize, like, how often this familial abduction actually happens. Like, it is insane.
Didn't we just get an Amber Alert the other day about a child getting kidnapped?
Like, yes.
A 12-year-old? It wasn't a familial one, though.
It was just like a random. This is what they said.
Oh, jeez.
For Nick, this is the picture that Nick
made. He was such a cute kid.
I know. Ugh.
Poor baby.
And then in the note, she said that, like, you'll never find him. Like, he's...
That's not good.
He's gone, essentially. So this is what he would look like today if they didn't change anything about him, like his hair color.
Yeah.
This is what Timothy would look like now. Which he would have turned 17 this year.
Yeah.
If he was born in 2004, he would have turned 17 last month.
Jeez.
Which means he would have been, like, graduating. He was even getting close to graduating high school. He'd been, like, in his junior year or maybe his senior year.
Yeah, he
would have
graduated.
Yeah.
I graduated when I was 17. So, yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah, he would have been graduating, which is insane to me.
Absolutely crazy.
Yeah. But that is basically, essentially, everything that I could think to tell you about this case. You know, and if you ever want to help missing and exploited children, definitely check NCMEC, NCMEC.org. I'm pretty sure it's a .org.
Could probably.
It makes sense for it to be a .org. I actually was on NCMEC the other day it is .org. It's missingkids.org. And it's just important to kind of understand exactly what's happening and how the frequency at which it happens and yeah. how like how much you can help even just by keeping an eye out.
Yep.
Like when you get an Amber Alert, don't you like look at the details to see like if you could help or think of anything that could have helped, you know? But that is essentially all I have for the disappearance of Timothy Pitson.
Yeah.
It was
that was interesting.
I know. I was like, I'm gonna change it up. No murder.
No murder this time.
Yeah. So that is it, and we will see you guys. I'm trying to think if we will see you next week.
Yeah, we will.
Yep,
well,
it'll be...
I don't know if he'll upload it next week, but he should.
I mean, essentially...
Yeah, it'll be there. You'll see us.
You'll see us next week, even if I have to edit it Monday, because we leave for Thanksgiving next week.
Yes, we do.
Which is insane, but anyway, we'll see you guys next week. Bye!
Bye!